National studies project major shifts in office use post-pandemic, but a few Eugene Springfield sources suggest the changes here may be less dramatic than in big cities. A recent Pew Research Center poll found just over half of people who can work from home would like to continue after the pandemic. And the Real Estate Board in New York City is proposing to turn 1 million square feet of office space into housing because of changes they anticipate. What about the local market? Mia Carriaga is the Central Services Director for the City of Eugene, the area's fourth largest employer.
We have about half of our employees coming into work, and that covers everything from the airport to EMS and fire workers, and some folks that are providing forward-facing services like our municipal court staff.
Carriaga expects nearly everyone will return to their offices when it's safe to do so. Christian Fox is a property manager who's seen some striking changes in the past 9 months.
I have like a 5-story building and 3 stories are effectively vacant. And, you know, there's hardly anybody there. It's kind of freaky in a way to have a building be so unoccupied when it's usually bustling with activity.
Fox says rather than being concerned about empty spaces, building owners are taking advantage of the downtime.
The property owners themselves have elected to pursue some big projects for improvements that were planned, but might have been planned for, let's say, next summer. And now they say, well, let's just do it now since hardly anybody's using the building. Those things have been going on around town a lot.
While Fox is worried about retail businesses closing, especially restaurants, he's less concerned about offices.
I am now seeing, as I hear from others, kind of an uptick in people pursuing office. I think everybody's starting to feel like, you know, with the vaccinations close to rolling out, maybe by beginning of second quarter of 21, we're going to see maybe a little more normalization of activity.
Neil Langloy is a CPA with Jones & Roth in Eugene. He says in order to enable working from home, businesses sped up their technology adoption.
The money was there to make those investments and the need. The necessity brings ingenuity, right? There's just been this huge shift in ability now for people to work from all over. And there will forevermore be a higher tolerance for it.
Langloy says while he expects telework to be a viable option ongoing, he hasn't had any clients alert him they're letting their leases expire. Karen Richards, KLCC News.